Science is a bloke's world. In academia, only 20% of senior positions are held by women. The government is already trying to get more women into science with its Superstars of STEM program. And yesterday, Jobs and Innovation Minister Michaelia Cash announced an over $4 million increase to the Women in STEM and Entrepreneurship program, known as the WISE Grant Program. The WISE Grant Program provides funding for several organisations and programs designed to increase women's participation in STEM. One program that has been supported by the WISE Grant Program in the past is the Superstars of STEM program, and in February this year, the government announced it will double the number of female participants in that program. Dr. Amy Heffernan is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health, and she's already a STEM superstar. The WISE Catherine Andrews asked Amy about her reaction to the announcement.
So the first half of the year was four workshops. The first workshop was called Becoming an Online Influencer. So that was all about having an online presence on social media platforms. And it was all about understanding what content to share and how to make it an interesting, intriguing way to get interest in the general public. The second one was about storytelling. How do you talk about your research in an interesting, intriguing way that you can actually captivate the audience that you're speaking to? And how to translate the very scientific language that we use, all the jargon we use, into normal language so that the general public can understand what we're saying? Third one's all about communicating with influence. So how do you speak to policymakers or politicians, and how do you get your point across? And the final one was about communicating with media, whether that be print, radio or TV media.
How have your experiences as part of this program helped increase your professional development?
For me, Superstars of STEM came at a really good time. I'd just come back from maternity leave, so I had about 10 months off. And coming back, it can be quite tough being away from research when projects have moved on, your collaborators have moved on. So for me, having been accepted into Superstars of STEM program really increased my visibility and has increased the opportunities that I had since.
What are some of the challenges women face when working in STEM or trying to get into STEM work?
It can be long hours trying to produce the research and then publish and attend conferences that are often interstate or international. So it can be very difficult to juggle the balance of looking after children, for instance. Funding applications can be very difficult as well. If you've had any career breaks, then you're trying to compete for funding that's with someone that hasn't had a career break, for instance. So that might impact your success in that also.
What more needs to be done to try to encourage more girls and women to get into STEM or to try to keep them in STEM?
Women, girls are very interested in STEM. What we need is to keep their interest in STEM by providing them with positive role models to show them that women can have successful careers, and scientists just aren't men. There are diverse scientists, and women are also scientists, and they can come from any background or age group.
Dr. Sanam Mustafa from the University of Adelaide, ending that report by the WISE Catherine Andrews.